The humanitarian crisis in Zimbabwe is deepening, according to James Morris, head of the United Nations World Food Programme. Mr. Morris said it was a tragedy that Zimbabwe's most productive commercial farmers were no longer on their land. Journalists on Saturday saw the first urban feeding schemes in Harare, which is also the first time they have been needed as far back as anyone can remember. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, is now providing food for children in some high-density urban areas in what has been described as the worst humanitarian crisis in the country's history. Mr. Morris's visit prompted the Zimbabwe government to allow about 24 foreign reporters into the country, although permits were denied to British and Australian journalists. Mr. Morris said he had a good meeting with President Robert Mugabe and with various ministers. He said the strains on the World Food Programme were growing, especially in Africa, with many millions of people in dire need. Without using the words land reform, Mr. Morris made the obvious link between Zimbabwe's failed land reform program and the present crisis. He said the loss of productive commercial farmers evicted from their land was a tragedy, not only for Zimbabwe, but also for the world. More than 90% of Zimbabwe's white commercial farmers have been evicted from their land in the last 3 years, and their farms are now mostly fallow. The UN also said Saturday that Zimbabwe had nearly 800,000 children orphaned by the HIV virus, which leads to AIDS. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.